5 years ago this week, then-Governor Peter Shumlin was set to deliver his annual State of the State speech. Usually it's something that resembles a laundry list of accomplishments, goals, and proposals. But on January 8, 2014, Governor Shumlin started his speech that way and then pivoted.
Today, I want to focus exclusively on a matter of great concern to our state's future.
Shumlin said Vermont faced a crisis.
The rising tide of drug addiction and drug-related crimes that are spreading across Vermont.
Shumlin went on to outline this problem as he saw it and prescribed a set of solutions. And in the 5 years since, Vermont and the country have focused attention and resources on what's become known as the opioid crisis. This week on All Things Considered, we're examining what's changed and what hasn't around opioid addiction in Vermont since 2014. We'll hear a variety of perspectives, including from several people in recovery. To start, we check back in with former Governor Shumlin. He came to our studio in Brattleboro last month.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
Hi, Governor Shumlin. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Nice to talk to you.
Well, it's great to be talked to.
Excellent. All right. I started by asking him if Vermont and the country are where he thought they would be 5 years ago when it comes to opioid addiction.
No, to be honest. Listen, when I gave that speech 5 years ago, every 22 minutes, there was someone dying from this disease. Today, it's every 13 minutes. So I would say, here's the good news. The good news is that in Vermont and many other parts of the country, but Vermont's been a real leader, we've built out treatment so that we treat this like any other disease. You don't stand in waiting lines. We don't tell you if you're suffering from addiction to opioids, you know, come back in 6 months. We've done a good job with that. We've done a great job with criminal justice reform in Vermont. We've said, hey, if you're suffering from this disease and we catch you, if you'll go into treatment, you won't see a jail term. You won't see a criminal record. We'll try to get you back on track. So there's some things we're doing very well. We've got rescue kits in everyone's arms and hands. So Narcan and other, we're saving lives. So that's the good news. Mm-hmm. What both breaks my heart and makes my blood boil is what's happening nationally. When you go back and look at the issue that I was talking about, and then now lots of folks are talking about it. Let's look at the last two presidents, both President Obama and President Trump. This might be the only thing they agree on. They've both called this a national emergency. We've got to do everything we can. But the problem with politicians is they all talk about treatment. They talk about prevention. They talk about criminal justice reform. None of them will actually solve the problem. And this, what I keep saying, what makes me so both heartbroken and angry is that this is an easy problem to solve.
What's an easy way to solve it?
It's this simple. 85% of the folks who die from heroin in America started with OxyContin. When OxyContin was approved by its manufacturer, by FDA, when Purdue went to them, the manufacturer, back in the 1990s, they said this is the first non-addictive painkiller. We all found out that was wrong, that they were lying. In fact, they pleaded guilty to lying. Their top execs paid a fine, $700 million, but they sold $11 billion worth of it that year. My point is, we continue to pass out OxyContin like candy. And if you simply went back to the days when we used Advil and other painkillers, said, listen, at the FDA level, we were lied to. Let's relook at the facts. People are dying from this disease. We've lost more people to this disease since the year 2000 than we lost in the Vietnam War and World War II combined. Let's simply revisit the way we treat OxyContin in America. And so, would solve a huge problem that's killing a lot of people.
So by that, do you mean banning OxyContin or getting rid of it altogether?
If I were the head of the FDA, I'd say, listen, you can use OxyContin for chronic disease, for hospice care. You can use OxyContin for chronic pain. But we do not pass out OxyContin for everything else.
I want to back up a little bit. Let's go back to 2014 when you decided to dedicate your entire State of the State speech to the issue of addiction and particularly opioid addiction. Why did you choose to do that?
Because I was out talking to Vermonters, and as a governor, I very rarely sat in the office. And I just had so many folks coming up to me saying, listen, I want to tell you about my grandkids. I've got them now because our daughter's addicted. I want to tell you about my son. I want to tell you about the loss in our family. I want to tell you what this is doing to destroy us. And I said, I went back to my team and I said, listen, there's something going on in the state that is just tragic. It's heartbreaking. And we're all turning the other way. And I think I have a duty as a governor to stand up and say, you know, this is killing lots of really good people. This is an avoidable problem. We can fix this together. But we can't unless we acknowledge it from the top on down and change the discrimination about the disease, change the pre-existing attitudes that we all have, and say this is no different than any other disease. The only difference between this disease and others is that it's avoidable. If we stop selling OxyContin on in every drugstore, passing it out as we do, we wouldn't have this addiction problem.
After you gave this speech and you called for a, you know, more focus, more resources toward the issue of addiction, how quickly did legislators act on what you were asking for?
Very quickly. They got our package through. You know, I got to say, only in Vermont, instead of people pushing back, you know, after, you know, a lot of people said you should have talked about other things, you should have talked about jobs, you should talk about this. But the legislature, leadership, and everyone else came together and said, hey, how do we put together a package that helps to begin to set us on the right course to at least not getting rid of the waiting lists in treatment, treating it like it's some terrible thing that you have a treatment center. You know, when I originally spoke about this, I said in a speech, you know, we're perfectly happy to avert our eyes to addiction on Main Street while we fight and fear treatment centers on our back streets. And that's what was happening then. Now, you know, most communities have treatment centers, and it's no different than, frankly, any other medical facility in their community. That's huge progress.
Well, treatment wait lists have dropped significantly, but treatment for addiction is lifelong. Do you think the state is capable of sustaining support for treatment of folks who are dealing with addiction in the long term?
Well, it's a struggle, but we have no other choice. I mean, in other words, this disease is so horrid that once you get addicted, you know, if you have an opioid disorder, you will likely die if we don't find a way to get you into treatment. I mean, that's just the facts. So it's just a horrid, horrid thing, and we can't afford not to get folks into treatment.
So how do you think the state can sustain that kind of treatment?
Well, again, I don't think it's sustainable as a nation. We've got to go to the root of the problem. And my frustration and my sadness is that this is such a solvable problem.
Well, just finally, I've spoken with a few people in the last few weeks who have said opioid, you know, addiction is still a problem, but now that there's so much attention to it, there are other drugs coming into Vermont that are also worrisome, things like cocaine and meth. So how do you deal with that beyond just the root of the opioid problem?
All I can tell you is we don't have folks in America. We don't lose a good American every 13 minutes to meth or to cocaine addiction. I'm not saying that that's good either. It's terrible. But we've always had an illicit drug problem. I don't know the solution, the magic bullet to fix that. But I think we shouldn't confuse our drug problem in America that we've always had with the current opiate disorder that we have sweeping across America that's getting worse, that's doubled since I gave the speech 5 years ago, and it will double again if we don't have the courage to go to the root of the problem.
Former Governor Peter Shumlin of Vermont, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And tune in tomorrow at 4:50 on All Things Considered for a conversation with Scott Pavek, a Burlington resident who's in recovery from addiction and has become a vocal advocate on the issue in recent years. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.